It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
I love the Olympics. I really do. I don't know what it is. I think that because as a sports fan, you get so caught up with the money and the level of professional sports where you yell at your television every time you watch a hockey game. You yell at your television every time you watch a football game or a baseball game because somebody who's making $12 million a year just isn't doing their best. And I love the Olympics because every single time you see somebody do anything at the Olympics,
they're always giving it their best.
They're doing their best. And I can't get over watching that. I love watching somebody who's really good at something do their absolute best.
Like watching me every morning.
Like watching you every morning in the shower.
Dude,
Emily Hymans and Jennifer A. Bell won Canada's first medals for us, bronze and synchro diving yesterday.
Hey, Emily.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is no big deal. You've been there before, though, right?
It's still a big deal, though.
Now, when you have you seen, how many times have you watched back the dive?
Not that many times, maybe two times.
Now, when we were all watching it at home, it was a little bit of like an out of sync issue. When that's going on and you guys are heading into the pool, can you see Jennifer beside you and realize that maybe you're a little tiny bit off? And at that moment, like, what's going through your head when you guys both hit the water?
Usually we can see if we are a little bit off. But as long as the individual dives are good, if you're a little bit off synchro, is not so bad. Actually, it's only one dive that was a little bit off.
Yeah.
All the other dives were really good. But if you have really good individual dives, then sometimes the judges let the little mistake go.
Where's your medal right now?
In a drawer.
Oh, okay. Now, did you sleep with your medal around your neck last night?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I didn't really sleep. I wasn't really able to sleep last night, so I maybe slept 2 or 3 hours.
Now, you became the first female diver to win medals in 4 consecutive games and the first Canadian summer athlete in any sport to do so. So you walk away with a bronze and a record for the country, right?
Yeah.
How's that feel?
It feels good. I don't think I really realize it yet. I'll probably feel it a little more when I go home. When you're here in the village, you don't really have the vibe of what's happening at home. So I think when I'll go home, I'll feel it probably way more.
Who was the first person that you called back home to talk to after winning your medal?
Well, actually, all my family's here. So I talked to my parents, my boyfriend, and my sister that are here. So I didn't really call anybody.
Yeah.
Save on that long distance.
Yes.
The big story in the last games was how long it took Canada to win a medal. So they literally start doing, it's been 3 days, it's been 5 days. Do you sort of feel that you've now alleviated a little bit of that pressure off all the other athletes now so they don't have that clock over their head?
Well, hopefully it does inspire the other athletes, the other Canadian athletes, when we come in and they get to see our medals and see what it feels like. So I hope it really inspires all the other Canadian athletes to give their best and fight for their goals.
Amazing. Emily Hymans, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You.
Woo!
Thank you.
That and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.